Earlier this week, Governor Scott signed a bill into law that allows educator and civil rights leader Mary McLeod Bethune to replace Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith.
She was a wonderful person. She reflects our state. She was somebody that made sure children could get an education, and children that weren't getting a great education. So I'm proud to have signed the legislation that did that. I signed legislation 2 years ago that started the process. But I want to thank the legislature for a good bill.
Scott's approval means Bethune could be the first Black woman to appear in National Statuary Hall. The new law taking effect July 1st is essentially an official request to the Joint Committee of the Library of Congress to make that happen. If approved, Bethune's statue could join John Gorey's, the father of air conditioning. Meanwhile, the new law also directs the Florida Department of State's Division of Cultural Affairs take back the return statue of Edmund Kirby Smith and make it available to the public. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.